Okay, we're going to get to all of your calls. So if you're on hold, hang on. Let's go to Ron Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thanks, Scoot. Glad to be here.
So Republican House lawmakers have been advancing a proposal that would offer Louisiana residents that are getting unemployment up to $1,000 to go back to work and to give up their unemployment claims for 6 months. This would have, I would think, a tremendous impact on the economy, but it would also have an impact on maybe businesses being able to fill some positions that they haven't been able to fill.
You would hope, trying a number of different things to try to get people back into the workforce. And as far as I can tell, this is a fairly unique approach.
Yeah.
It seems like most of the other states, 10 to 12 states, have now foregone the federal benefit, basically opted out. I know Texas just agreed to opt out in July. Some others have already opted out. That's the $300 a week federal benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Louisiana, I don't think that got consideration in the Labor Committee that just passed the amendment to get out to offer the bonus that you just described, $1,000 for full-time workers and a $500 incentive for part-time workers.
Yeah, if 10 to 20 hours a week, you'd be eligible for a $500 incentive payment. And those who return to work an average of 30 hours or more a week could get a one-time bump of $1,000, and the payments would be available until July the 1st.
That's true. Scoot, on the other hand, if you're unemployed presently and you're drawing benefits and you decide you'll just stay out for another 4 weeks, that's $300 federal. That's another $1,200.
Yeah,
you're going to get for not working for the next month.
Let's talk about what that means. I don't like what that means in terms of work ethic in America. I understand it from a financial standpoint, but if these people are getting the benefits, then they have money to spend in the economy. So that's a good thing. But it seems like businesses are having some businesses are having a hard time filling spots for workers.
There's no question. A lot of our Louisiana businesses, certainly locally here in the hospitality industry, are having trouble getting waiters and cooks and dishwashers, busboys to come back into the workforce. So, and that's understandable if they're drawing this kind of benefit without having to work. It's good. If you look at it, you take the $247 weekly Louisiana benefit and add the $300 federal benefit to that $547 a week. Mm-hmm. That equates to $13.60+ an hour. So there's a lot of jobs in that industry that don't necessarily pay that kind of
right.
money. So that's a huge disincentive to bring
sure.
people back to work.
Ron, Walmart has done it, and other businesses have done it. They have voluntarily, without the government passing a law requiring them to do it, they've just voluntarily decided they were going to raise the hourly wage. And this is a debate that's been going on for years in this country, especially recent years. So maybe one of the positive things that comes out of this pandemic is businesses just catering to this this public outcry about low wages by voluntarily raising the hourly wages.
Well, that could well be. I don't know if you call that a good thing, because the offshoot of that is certainly a lot of inflationary pressure when you add the wages and don't increase productivity at all. That's inbred inflation right there. So we'll see. I mean, $15 an hour is $31,200 a year, and that is probably below what most people would think of as a poverty level. But some people can make a living off of that, and so those that are paying $12 an hour, $11 an hour, are substantially below that. So there is, in every instance, you can figure out a way to do that. Some need to get more money into the employed people's hands. That's for sure.
Let's just talk briefly about the fear of inflation. You know, there are some that are telling you it's just it's coming, it's coming, and there are others that say, well, you know, not so fast. What's your impression of that?
I have to admit to being very, very worried about inflation. And I'm not an economist, Scoot, and I hear the, you know, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank say, yeah, there's inflation out there, but it's transitory. You know, it's caused by kinks in the supply chain, and we'll work through those. I don't see that, especially if there's any consideration given to Biden's additional $2 trillion supposedly infrastructure bill. If those dollars come in, I can't imagine that inflation is not going to hit and hit hard. I think there's a lot of inflationary pressure already out there, and I think it's going to wind up causing the Fed to move quicker on interest rates than they've said they would over the last year and a half.
I mean, there's a whole generation out there that never really experienced inflation like we did when it was just like out of control.
That's the truth. Back in the Jimmy Carter days when you got a mortgage at 16% and you thought you did really well.
No, I remember those days. And so it's really, it's not something to just, you know, oh, maybe we'll deal with it. No, inflation is really like a bad thing. And then I guess it was when Ford was president, maybe there was, I forget exactly when it happened, but there was a period of time when we had stagflation. We had a stagnant economy and inflation simultaneous.
Yes, and it's a dismal situation to live under. And even in our situation with the Fed fighting it with interest rates increases, it took decades for us to get through that period. And well, we certainly don't want to live through that again, for sure. So,
all right, Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your financial expertise.
Scoop, before I go, can I throw in one more thing? And I've heard you talk about it as well, but I just wanted to mention that this Friday morning from 8 to 11 o'clock in the parking lot here at our main office at 3344 Metairie Road, we'll be offering a free shred day service. And that is, if you know, any documents that you have that need to be shredded, if you bring those by, we will shred them for you. We'll help you get the boxes out of your car, and it's a free service. We think protecting your privacy is important to protecting your identity, so we offer that each year, and that's coming up this Friday again from 8 to 11.
Well, and this is I've talked about this as a great community event, and I've said it's open to everybody. Just another reminder that Metairie Bank is a community-minded bank, and they want to serve the entire community. And I've got two full bags under my desk, and I have not known what to do with it because I don't want to throw this stuff away. So I think I'm going to show up Saturday morning and get some stuff shredded.
Absolutely. Friday morning.
I'm sorry, Friday morning.
Friday morning, yeah. Yeah. Please do. We'll look for you.
All right. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you.